Annette? Annette, are you awake? It's 7 o'clock. Shouldn't you be in the shop by now? Annette, can you hear me? Yes, all right. Shouldn't you be doing the papers?
I'm on my way.
Not in your pajamas.
Oh, just let me clean my teeth.
How are you feeling? Better than yesterday?
I told you, I'm fine.
Okay, I was just wondering. Right.
I'd have thought you knew where the dairy was by now, David.
What? Oh, hello, Mum. No, Pip dug the signs out from last year.
Better than revising, was it?
Good to space the revision out between other jobs, apparently. That's her story, anyway.
Anything I can do?
Well, if you wouldn't mind sticking the rest of these up.
Oh, that's fine.
Great, then as soon as Ruth's back from taking the cows out, she can help me put the tables up in the picnic area.
Early start for both of you today.
Yeah, I've been round the sheep and the young stock. It'll be worth it, though. Forecast is good. Free day out in the countryside. People will flock here, I hope.
Morning, missus.
Hello.
You and Eddie getting on all right?
Oh, I look too bad.
What are you doing today, Joe?
Apple juicing. Demonstration, I think. Me and Eddie just needs another table.
What? But we've given you two already, haven't we?
Ah, but it turns out they are insufficient for our needs.
Huh? Well, I suppose you could take one of the picnic tables.
Right.
Was there anything else?
Well, we hadn't brought the flask, see? Any chance of a cuppa?
Joe!
I could do that. I expect you and Ruth would like one, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, but haven't you got stuff to do?
Well, it won't take long to stick these up. When are we expecting the first visitors?
11:15.
As long as I'm in my beekeeping suit by then.
Okay, thanks, Mum. But just the one, Joe, all right? And once Tom and Brenda are set up, you'll have to get your refreshments from them.
1:45 change.
Ah, merci, Annette.
It looks as if it's going to be a lovely day.
Shame you have to spend it in here.
Oh, I don't.
But I thought...
Oh, Susan takes over at 9.
Oh.
Just 15 more minutes.
Well, if you're looking for something to do, Brookfield Farm has an open day today.
I don't think so.
Oh?
I mean, no offence.
No, quite.
But, well, let's just say I've got other plans.
So although this paddock system is more complicated than strip grazing, it means we get the maximum possible nutritional value from the grass over a longer period of time. So we spend less on bought-in chemical fertilisers and concentrate feeds. I don't know if you realise, but animal feeds have shot up in price over the last few years. That's one of the reasons your food bills have increased. So, so we can save on those costs. It's got a lower carbon footprint and it produces high-quality milk. Yes, sir?
You keep the cows out all year?
No, they'll still be housed indoors in the winter, but for a shorter period than before. So last month we made silage, but we didn't have to make as much. And again, that's cheaper for us and better for the environment. Any more questions? No? Right, well, we'll move on then. Ah, now, the next stop will be the big combine harvester that'll be used here in a month or so. And there'll be a chance to climb up and sit in the cab, which I know the kids will like. And from past experience, some of the grown-ups will too.
Hey, what's up with you? Don't say you're not up yet. It's me again, Annette. I'm free all day, so let's get together. Call me or text. Okay, bye.
Was that who you met on Friday?
Oh, just a friend.
I think we need to talk about...
Good run.
Yeah, thanks.
I've had a shower, so feel free.
Yeah, I will.
Straight after work, once I dragged myself away from Susan going on about Chris and his 21st and Mike. I don't think Susan's very impressed with Vicky.
No.
Doesn't think it'll last anyway.
Do you think we could just talk
anyway,
about...
I'm going for a walk.
No.
Have a good shower.
And Borsetshire Beauties are one of the best varieties of cider apple in the old country. As a sample of one of our own home-produced cider, we'll soon tell you. Now, thank you very much for your attention, and we got your details, and I'll pop round tomorrow with a couple of flagons. Cash on delivery, mind. Oh,
Sorry, Joe, have you finished for now?
Oh, yeah, I just finished, yeah.
Right. Everyone, I just wanted to say that the next farm walk will be at 12:30. Assemble over there by the milking parlour, please. And my mother-in-law Jill is giving beekeeping demonstrations in the orchard, which is the other side of the farmhouse. I'll point you in the right direction, shall I?
I'll be back in a minute, dear. I need a word.
Your welfare dues.
Good Lord, Joe.
What?
I thought this was a craft demonstration.
It is, and you're interrupting it.
Well, what do bags of compost have to do with cider making?
Trees need mulching.
And the garden gnomes?
How do you think they get that ruddy complexion, eh? Notorious cider drinkers knows that. Can I interest you in a taste of apple juice?
No, thank you, Joe. I need a word with Jill.
In the orchard with her bees.
Ah, of course.
Yeah, want to learn about bees, do you, Mrs.?
No, but I do need to speak to her on another matter. Thank you.
Right. Jill's got quite a crowd gathering, so that's good. Now, Jill.
Well, I was planning on a cuppa from Tom Archer's van. Promised me a discount, yes? Oh,
great. Well, before
you... Only I'll be getting ready for my next talk in a minute.
Jill, I saw Eddie a while ago following a woman to the car park carrying two of your garden ornaments.
Oh, yeah, he's a real gent, is there, Eddie? Always ready to help a lady.
But you're not meant to be selling anything today. I told you...
Oh, no, we want
Joe! Selling.
We just had him here for decoration, like, and she fell in love with him. We actually had to have him.
You're not saying you gave them to her?
Oh, no, we took a contribution to cover our costs. But I didn't sell him. That's just being polite.
When you arrived, you might have noticed that there's a catering van parked by the picnic area. Well, the burgers that they sell are made from our very own grass-fed Hereford beef. So, you've seen the bullet, now eat the burger.
No.
All right, sorry. Right, well, we'll stop here. We farmers have always been aware that we're the custodians of the countryside, and that's become even more important in recent years. We've got quite a few environmental stewardship projects here at Brookfield, and what you're looking at now is one of those. As you can see, it's quite low-lying here and near the river, and frankly, it was never very productive, so we decided that we'd dedicate it as a wetland area to encourage bird life. One of the things we did was to make what's called a scrape to encourage waders, and this year we did actually have a pair of lapwings nesting here. Yeah. As you probably know, lapwing numbers have crashed, so we were really pleased. Sadly, the eggs were predated, so we've been talking to our local gamekeeper about some low-level predator control. We've also put up several nest boxes, and we have had our first brood of barn owl chicks. Although, for obvious reasons, I'm not going to tell you where.
And alas, the theft of hives is on the increase. However, thank you for listening. If any of you are interested in taking up beekeeping, I'd be happy to answer any individual questions. Otherwise, our next farm tour will be starting shortly.
Jill, I wonder if I might have a word.
Linda, I was surprised to see you. Surely you've heard all this before.
Yes, very familiar ground. Although expressed with your usual panache, of course.
Thank you. So, are you thinking of taking some bees on?
Oh, no. It was another matter. I was hoping to ensure your support at the Fate Committee meeting.
That's not until Thursday.
Carpe diem, Jill. Now, you remember our brainwave about having a version of the plinth at the Fate?
Phil's suggestion, you mean?
Yes, well, let's not concern ourselves with the evolution of the idea. The point is that one or two people to whom I've broached the subject have been rather negative.
Really? What have they said?
Well, you know, pettifogging objections of safety and administration.
It would have to be safe.
Oh, well, yes, of course. I'm not suggesting ours will be 25 foot high.
Rem Ryder would have a field day.
Quite. But I was talking to Bert earlier.
Today? He's meant to be giving talks.
He was on the cusp of an anecdote, but broke off long enough to suggest that we could build a plinth with straw bales and top it with boards.
Yes, I suppose we could.
Well, I'm happy to recruit the volunteers, monitor the entries and so on.
I'm sure you would be.
15-minute slots, we thought, wasn't it?
In exchange for a donation.
Absolutely. So can I count on your support?
Certainly. If I thought it was a bad idea, I wouldn't have mentioned it to you.
No, good. This will be a celebration of Ambridge, by Ambridge, for Ambridge. I see it dominating the green.
I imagine it would.
It'll be the centrepiece of the whole event.
Annette?
Hang on.
Can you just stop texting for a minute?
Nearly done.
I don't want to pry, but I'm a bit concerned about how you were yesterday.
I'm fine.
Now, yes. But when you came home...
Oh, it was a late night. I just crashed somewhere.
You looked terrible when you got in.
Oh, thanks.
Hadn't you gone to the ball?
Yeah.
So, couldn't you have come back here?
I met some people.
A boy?
Maybe.
You didn't go for someone you just met.
Oh, it wasn't like that. He knows you.
Does he?
And he's really nice.
Who is it?
He's quite muscly, but he's got these lovely long eyelashes.
What's his name?
Jack.
Jack?
But everyone calls him Jazza.
Jazza?
Isn't he sweet?
No! He's a total dog.
Oh, Annette! What do you mean?
Oh, God. He'll chase anything with a pulse.
Oh, thanks a lot.
And you... Oh, God.
Oh, you're wrong. He's lovely. We had a great time, and we're seeing each other again.
When?
Soon. Oh, and it's none of your business anyway.
Where are you going?
Oh, nowhere.
Annette, I'm sorry, but you were careful, weren't you?
Oh, please.
All gone, have they?
Yep. That's the last of them.
Oh. Isn't that good?
Well, it's harder than farm work. Satisfying, then.
You do feel as if you're getting a message across, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah, really good day. Just got to pack it all up now.
Do you want a cookware?
Is Tom still serving?
I can check before I get the cows in.
Oh, no. No, that's all right.
They've done well, business-wise. Tom said if you still don't want a pitch fee, he'll make a donation to charity.
Oh, good for him.
Quite right. We'll be making a donation too, of course.
Really, Joe?
Not that you've been selling stuff, of course.
No, today hasn't been about making money, anyway. It's been about good PR.
Absolutely right. Couldn't agree with you more.
It's not displacement activity, honest.
No, I'm sure it isn't, Brenda. 5p change.
I just thought a good breakfast would set me up for the day. And when I saw we'd run out of ketchup...
Are you busy then?
Busy revising, yeah.
Oh, when do your exams finish?
Next week. I can't wait.
Oh, so you'll be able to enjoy the fete then?
Oh, I suppose so.
Neil's arranging a mini ring. You know, like a proper tower but with little bells.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be the centrepiece of the whole event.
Sounds great.
Oh, morning, Kenton.
Oh, morning. You keep energy drinks, don't you, Susan?
Oh, yeah, in the chiller with the pop.
Oh, great.
Need a bit of pepping up.
Could say that.
Don't want you falling asleep on the drive into Borchester.
Yeah, my thoughts exactly.
Oh, I know what will cheer you up. Fancy a party.
Hey, you know me. Never knowingly unparted.
Just that, is it?
Yeah, please.
So it's our engagement party next Friday.
It's 1:20.
Oh, where's that?
Upstairs at the Bull. Should be heaving. We're inviting everyone we know. Oh, you and Neil, of course, Susan.
Oh, well, we couldn't make Friday.
1:20?
Neil's off to his football reunion.
Oh, the Ambridge Wanderers thing?
Yeah.
That's this weekend, isn't it?
Well, yeah, isn't that...
No, our party's a week on Friday, the 19th.
Oh.
Well, I will definitely be there.
I'll mention it to Neil.
Yeah, just a shame it's not till next week.
Great, well, OK, I'd better make this breakfast and get on with my revising.
Bye.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye.
I don't know what it is, but I'm finding the routine a bit hard at the moment.
Not being able to ring Emma and get her to open up, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. You know, she was so flexible, Susan. Always willing to go the extra mile.
She didn't seem to have much choice. Yeah.
Well, I wish you'd tell Naomi that. You know, if it hasn't been booked a week in advance, she doesn't want to know. Don't you find it gets you down?
What?
Well, the monotony, you know, doing the same thing day in, day out.
Well, that's just life, isn't it? It can't be all fireworks and excitement.
Well, I'm not expecting fireworks. I just wouldn't mind the occasional sparkler.
If you're a manager, it means you've got responsibilities.
Yeah, of course.
And if you don't mind me saying so, Kenton, I think you got too used to being able to spend all your time chatting to customers.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hello, love. Not interrupting, am I?
Strategic marketing. Interrupt all you
want.
Hello, Brenda, love.
Oh, hello. Hello, Vicky. I didn't expect to see you.
Day off.
Oh, she just turned up out of the blue at Grange Farm.
I couldn't keep away.
Well, I was lucky because Jazza was doing the round this morning, so I had an early start with the bottling.
Yeah, so I watched him finish his work and then whisked him away.
And we're going off to have some dinner.
Lunch out.
That's going to be a bit of habit.
Lovely.
So we was passing. I thought it'd be nice for Vicky to see where you and Tom live.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so can we come in?
Oh, of course. Sorry.
No, in fact, why don't you come and have some lunch with us?
I don't think so. I've got a load of revision to do.
Well, you've got to wait. I mean, we'll only be half an hour at the ball, won't we, Vicky?
Oh, no, we're going into Borges.
Are we? Oh. Yeah. Oh, well, fair enough. Perhaps not then. Sorry, love.
It's no problem, really.
So, are you going to give us the tour, Brenda?
Oh, the lounge through here, is it? Yeah.
Oh, this is lovely.
It's quite small.
No smaller than Mike's, though. No, you've got it very cosy. Haven't they, Mike?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh, smashing.
Hi, Naomi. It's Kenton. From the Cav. How many Kentons do you know? Oh, really? Well, anyway, I wanted to talk to you about Thursday. Thursday morning? No, I know you're not. But I was just wondering if there was any chance of you, hang on. I'll be right there. Sorry, Naomi, it's a bit busy. I'll have to ring you back, OK? I don't know, when it's quieter, yeah?
And the view over the village green you've got from your bedroom. Isn't it lovely, Mike?
Yeah, I suppose it's quite...
Oh, it's like an oil painting. You just need to frame it a bit more.
Frame it?
Well, those blinds you've got don't really do it justice. What you need is some nice swags and tails.
Oh, what are they then?
You know.
Those sort of flouncy things you get around curtains.
Look at mine.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps oyster with a contrasting burgundy on the back.
Don't you think? I mean, isn't the house a bit... plain for that?
Oh, the more need for a bit of luxury. I had all mine done by Curtains for You in Reynolds Way by the amusement arcade.
We must have a trip there.
You and me?
I can help you choose. Oh, it'll be fun.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll probably just see what Tom thinks.
Oh, men, they never know anything about decor, do they?
Yeah, well, Vicky's full of ideas for Willow Cottage.
I bet.
You won't recognise the place soon.
Well, anyway, if you're going into Borchester, you should
actually, I'm gasping for a coffee.
Yeah, I couldn't tempt Vicky to one of the dairy.
Well, can you blame me? Those mugs. Hmm? Straight after lunch, we're going to get you a nice new set.
Oh.
Can't have you drinking out of those old things.
Oh, well.
So you'd like a coffee then?
Well, if it's not too much trouble. I know you've got your revising to do.
No, that's all right. Dad, I was in the shop earlier and Susan mentioned about the Ambridge Wanderers reunion.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, what's this?
Yeah, it's the local football team I used to be in.
Oh.
A few of the blokes are getting together in the Yorkshire Dales. That's where one of them lives now.
Weren't you thinking of going?
I did consider it, but... I'll be a bit tricky with work and, well, I'd rather spend the time with Vicky, to be honest.
Oh, you old romantic, you... Wasn't your father a sweetie, Brenda?
Yeah, he's a real sweetie.
Now, your engagement party.
What about it?
Well, you must let me help with the catering.
No, that's all organised. The pub's doing it.
Well, I could do some quiches.
No, really, it's all in hand.
Well, what about cake, then?
What cake?
Well, your engagement cake.
Is there such a thing as an engagement cake?
Of course they've got to have a cake, haven't they, Mike? That's decided then. I'll do you a cake.
We really wouldn't want you to go to any trouble.
There's no trouble. It's my speciality. Every birthday we have in the surgery, I always do one.
No, really.
Oh, well, I think that's a lovely gesture, Brenda, don't you?
It's a nice thought, but...
No, if Vicky's happy to do it, then I think you should let her.
Yeah, of course you're right. Thank you, Vicky. We'd love you to do us a cake.
So, Naomi, how are you? Well, I'm sorry to hear that, but, you know, cats usually just come back of their own accord, don't they? Yeah, well, look, anyway, I was wondering if you might be able to come in on Thursday morning. No, I know it's not what we arranged. That's why I'm ringing you. Well, couldn't you do Pilates another day? No. All right. Yes, yes, core strength is very important. Yeah, yeah. Look, I've got to go, Naomi. See you tomorrow. Give me strength.
Oh, hello again.
I need chocolate, Susan, intravenously.
Oh, revision not going too well.
No, well, it was. It's fine, really. I'll have one of these. Actually, no, I'll have two.
Oh, anything else?
Maybe I'll have a nutty one as well, just in case.
That should keep you going.
Yeah.
All right, that's 185 then, please, Brenda.
Oh.
Did I see your dad and Vicky at yours?
Yeah, they just popped in, didn't stay long.
Oh, had things to do, I expect.
She'd certainly got things planned. Have you ever heard of an engagement cake? Vicky's going to make a cake for our engagement party.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was. It's a nice offer.
You're getting on well with her then?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's early days.
Yeah.
What do you think of her?
Oh, well, you know, she seems very lively.
Always has lots of helpful suggestions.
Yeah. And Mike seems happy with her.
Which is the main thing.
Of course it is, of course it is. They seem to have taken to each other very quickly.
It is quick, isn't it?
Oh, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that.
No, totally,
I mean, it's so nice that they're getting on well.
Yeah.
And she's certainly got her feet under the table.
I thought that.
In a good way, I mean.
Yeah, totally in a good way.
Yeah.
I think it's just great how well you're getting on with Brenda.
Oh, she's a lovely girl, Mike. I think we could become real friends.
Well, I hope so. It means such a lot to me.
It means a lot to me too. I so want your family to like me.
Of course they like you. I mean, what's not to like, eh?
You are a charmer.
Oh, come here.
Are you guys ready to order, or shall I just get you a room?
Yeah, I think so. Ready to order, I mean. Vicky?
Spanish omelette, please. Yeah,
Spanish omelette for the lady. And Mike?
I'll have a steak pie.
Chips or jacket?
Ooh, what do you think?
Go on, have some chips if you want.
All right, then.
With chips. And to drink?
Pineapple juice for me.
Large tea.
Okay.
I'll just powder my nose.
Oh.
Don't talk to any strange women while I'm gone.
I won't.
Oh, Mike, you've got a live one there, mate.
She's quite something, isn't she, eh?
Yeah, well, good for you. You've got to shake things up. Keeps you alive.
You know, Kenton, that's exactly how she makes me feel.
Oh, you're a lucky guy.
Oh, that was a bit heartfelt. Things okay between you and Cathy, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. No, it's not that.
So?
Oh, I don't know. Here I am, 50 years old, taking orders for pie and chips.
Oh, sorry, Kenton. Lobster Thermidor went on the menu.
No, you know what I mean.
Huh?
No, I somehow never saw myself running a cafe at this age.
Well, this place does all right, though.
Oh, yeah, but, you know, it isn't even my own business, is it?
Hey, being self-employed ain't all it's cracked up to be, neither.
Yeah, I know. I just feel I need a bit more buzz, a bit of excitement in my life.
Vicky's taken, so hands off.
So, I've decided to organise a night out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Do you fancy a few drinks on Wednesday?
Me?
Yeah. Yeah, I thought we'd go on from my off-road club meeting. Hopefully I can persuade Otty to open up on Thursday morning.
Oh, a big night out, is it?
As long as Naomi hasn't completely brainwashed her.
No, I don't think so, Kenton.
Are you sure?
Well, I'm on the round next morning.
Right. Still, I bet there'll be plenty who will be up for it.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, or I might even drag Dave along.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah, a proper boys' night out. Yeah, and that should blow the cobwebs away.
Ah, nice day for a ride.
On my way for a cup of tea with Mrs. Potter.
Yes, very nice.
Maybe some of her walnut cake, if I'm lucky. But the reason I stopped near Carter... It's been nearly 6 weeks since Bartleby was re-shot, so he wonders if your Christopher could come round soon.
Well, I'm sure he will, Joe, but I don't keep his diary for him.
Oh, no. Well, I was just thinking...
Let's give him a ring yourself.
Yeah, I will. Just if you see him...
Morning,
Blake. Morning, Tony.
How do you do?
I've come for that map.
Oh, yes.
Oh, what's all this?
Well, do you remember Gordon Armstrong?
Oh, of course I do. Keeper at Grey Gables took over when Tom Forrest retired. Me and Eddie had a few run-ins with Mr. Armstrong.
And he captained Ambridge Wanderers.
Oh, the football team?
Uh-huh.
Wasn't that Harry Booker?
No, that was later.
Anyway, Gordon's arranging a bit of a reunion.
Yeah, up in the Yorkshire Dales, where he lives now.
Oh.
Neil's got a map of where it's happening.
Well, it's in the house, Tony. Could you give me a minute? I'm just in the middle of moving a fence.
Oh, give you a hand if you like.
Oh, thanks.
Well, I'll get on then. Mustn't keep the Widow Potter waiting. Uh-huh. And if you do see young Christopher...
Yeah, well, like I said, Joe...
Yeah, I'll ring him. You just remind him I'm a pensioner, though.
Well, I'm sure he'll give you the best rate he can.
We don't need none of them fancy shoes, do you, boy?
Bye. Good old Joe. I bet he asks for an OAP's discount when he buys his tobacco. Well, shall we sort this fence, then?
Yeah, thanks. You all right, Tony?
We had a bit of bad news this morning.
Oh, what's that?
Collins decided to retire.
Oh, Colin Kennedy?
Yeah. Not exactly a surprise. He's knocking on 70.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, you're on your feet a lot in that job. You know how cold it gets in the dairy.
Well, he's done well, then.
So it was only going to be a matter of time.
Bit of a blow, though.
Oh, yeah. Pat could always rely on him. Oh. And, of course, he knows the job backwards.
So she'll be looking for someone else.
Well, he's given us a month's notice.
Mm. You'll be putting an ad in the Echo, I suppose?
If we have to. We thought we'd ask around first. Mm-hmm. Pat's going to give Helen a ring, see if she knows of anyone suitable.
Any luck?
Oh, watch you, Mike. Nah, nothing this afternoon. Just the usual bits of scrap and the odd tin can.
Oh, how long you spent out here?
Yeah, a couple of hours. Nearly done all this field.
Oh, you're hopeful.
Not got much else on, have we? Oh,
still quiet, then?
Nah, we took a few orders at Brookfield on Sunday.
Huh?
Bit of compost, drop a side of light. But it's slim pickings.
Well, I was saying to Kenton yesterday, you really feel it when you run your own business.
Talk to, right. Still, Williams phoned me a few hours on the shoot this week.
Oh, I heard Pete was on his holidays. Wondered why Will hadn't called.
Oh, well, perhaps he thought you were busy.
No, it's all right, Eddie. You need it more than me. Until you turn up the Lawson Hope hoard of gold bullion, that is.
That would be a fine thing. Oh, I'm starting to think them two coins was a flash in the pan.
Huh?
And I had to give one to Sterling, thanks to Edward's big mouth.
Well, at least he said you can search the old farm. No need to creep around no more.
Yeah, I suppose. But when all I've got so far is 20 quid's worth...
Well, hey, there you go.
Yeah, well, probably be another horseshoe nail.
Might be some more coins.
Yeah, I've learnt not to get too excited. You finished for the day?
Yeah, I did the rain this morning.
Nice day for it.
Yeah, smashing. I'm looking forward to a nap, though. I want to be fresh for Vicky.
Ooh, hot date, is it?
No, it's our dancing class.
You'll need your wits about you, then.
Yeah, and she's really come on a treat.
Hello?
Oh, you found it?
Yeah, and it ain't a tin can.
What's that?
It's a bracelet, look.
Oh, silver, do you reckon?
Difficult to tell state it's in.
Oh, she'll clean up all right.
Clasp's broken.
Still?
I'm glad I came now.
Right, now I hope Susan hasn't tidied that map away.
Oh, right.
Here it is. Gordon said to come off at junction 37.
Oh, that far north?
Well, he reckons it's a good 4 hours. Shame we can't share transport.
Well, I'm sorry, I just can't get away till Friday evening.
You'll try and get up before closing time, though.
I'll do my best.
Tony, have you got time for a cup of tea?
Yeah, come on then.
Oh, take a seat.
Right, thanks.
Do you think that your Tom will be at Nets this week?
I was hoping I'd see him on Sunday.
What? At the Borchester Old Boys match?
Mm.
No, he was selling burgers at Brookfield's open day.
Well, we really missed him, you know. And David.
Yes, yeah, so I heard. What was it?
All out for 81.
Sure.
Yeah, it was shocking.
When you think how well we did in the Village Cup.
Well, we've lost some strong players since then.
Yeah. Kev for one. And did I hear that Stew's become a dad?
Yeah, it doesn't look like he'll be playing this year at all.
Oh, that's a shame. He made a big difference in the field.
Yeah, but what I wanted to ask, Tom, he's back fully organic now, isn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
So he needs a steady stream of wieners.
Ah.
Remember, he had his first batch off me.
Yeah, and you're wondering...
Yeah, I know it was a bit tricky at the time, because he'd ordered 20 and then he only wanted 10.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Neil.
But if he's on an even keel now, and he knows how many he'll need, well...
So, could he buy them off you?
Yeah. What do you think?
Well, I know he respects you, and you're the closest supplier by far.
Exactly. Less transport, less stress.
I'm sure he'd love to start buying off you again.
Oh, great.
But the thing is...
Yeah?
Well, when Tom knew he was coming back to Bridge Farm full-time, I mean, not splitting himself,
mm-hmm.
he set up a contract with a place near Stowe.
Oh.
Well, he knew all your pigs were going elsewhere.
Well, I could have upped production.
Well, sure, but... Yeah, you know, I think he felt bad about letting you down the time before.
Hmm.
So he's tied into this contract for 3 months ahead.
Oh, is he?
Oh, but I'm sure he'd be interested in talking to you about it after that.
3 months?
Well, you'd need that time, wouldn't you? To bring them on stream.
Well, normally, yeah, but as it happens, I've got some ready now that I could let him have.
Oh, just don't think he's got the capacity at the moment.
No.
But obviously we're all hoping things will take off for him. I'm sure he'd be happy to get at least some wieners from you.
Yeah, in the future, though, eh?
Well, as I say, 3 or 4 months, maybe. Shall I ask him to give you a ring?
Yeah, thanks, Tony.
Oh, you know how it is. Looks like the pig cycle's on the up again, but everyone's got to watch their costs.
Yeah.
Doesn't do to overorder in times like this.
No, you never spoke a truer word.
So it's back. Mm-hmm. Under.
Out.
Double spin.
Oh, I'd better do this proper speed, hadn't I, so it goes into the sweet properly.
Okay.
Ready. And
whoop.
Whoop.
One, two, three, catch. And under.
Ah, yes.
Oh, that was fantastic.
Oh, that sweet feels lovely. You're so strong, Mike.
Oh, you're so light. Oh, hello. Time to give it a go with the music. You ready?
Yes.
Five, 6, 7, and 8, and...
Ruby Potter's going in for this WI flower arranging contest. You know, the one that Clary wants my roses for.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so seeing she's admitted she was a rival, I did my best to get some intelligence out of her.
You could do with getting it from somewhere.
Yeah, well, she reckons she's going to do something with peonies, mainly. Sure, she has got a nice show of peonies, and she's booked her place in the church.
Where's that?
On the table by the west door, just as she comes in. She was lucky to get it, mine.
Was it?
Oh, there's been vicious jockeying for position. Right cutthroat it is.
That's the WI for you, isn't it?
Did you have a visitor in here earlier?
Yeah, just Kenton, drumming up support.
What, for charity?
Yeah, the Society for the Aid of Underworked Barstaff.
You what?
Wondered if I wanted to go drinking with him tomorrow. One of his big nights out.
You going?
Do you remember Kenton's last big night out?
Oh, is that the time that you were with the guide dog and the stepladder?
That's the one. Gary's never been able to get the stain out.
So what did you tell him?
Said I was washing me ferrets.
There.
What do you think?
Hmm?
It might be worth a few quid down the pawn shop.
Oh, let's have a look then.
Maybe I ought to get the clasp mended first. Probably get a bit more if we do, eh?
Well, I never.
Dad?
Eggie?
What is it?
This was your mother's.
You what?
This bracelet. It belonged to your mum.
Are you sure?
She lost it. What are you making? She brought some cider and bread and cheese out to me and Walter Cooper, I think it was, gave me a hand and... When we got back to the house, she was so upset because she'd lost her bracelet.
Blimey.
Oh, we hunted all over, but we never found it. Distraught she was. Her dad had given it to her when she was confirmed.
And it's been there all this time?
Ah, must be 50 years if it's a day. I've forgotten all about it. Forgot it ever existed till now.
Well, that's not a bad day's work, is it?
Oh, thank you, son. You know what this means to me.
It means I ain't going down the pawn shop, I know that.
I tell you what, this is a Grundy heirloom, and I wants to see it worn like your mum did. Clary should have it.
Oh, Dad.
No, it's only right.
Was wonderful.
I think we cracked it.
Just wait till Brenda's engagement party. Oh,
we're gonna knock 'em dead.
I love dancing with you.
I love dancing with you. Oh, I don't know. Look at the two of us snogging on the street like a couple of teenagers.
Who cares? Are you doing the round in the morning?
No, it's Jazza tomorrow.
Ah, in that case, why don't I come back to yours?
No.
And I can go straight into work in the morning, if you want me to, that is.
Oh, of course I do. But what about your clothes and that?
Ah, well, it just so happens that I put a little overnight bag in my car.
Did you now?
Just in case.
Just in case of what?
Just in case I couldn't drag myself away from you.
What a clever girl you are.
Oh, come on, Dave. No one's going to be inspecting your shoes.
I know, I'm nearly finished.
Yeah, well, Kathy's going to be wondering what's up.
Kathy?
Oh, yeah, well, she's in the car.
I thought it was a boys' night out.
Yes, it is. She's just going to run us into town.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll taxi her back tonight. Or rather, tomorrow morning.
Must be joking. You might not be working tomorrow.
Yeah, well, I am, actually.
Yeah, I bet it won't be from 6 a.m.
Oh.
Anyway, never mind my shoes. What the hell are you wearing?
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the latest fashion, Davy boy. Cost me a fortune, and it shows off the new artwork, see?
Yeah, let me lend you a jacket.
Yeah, no thanks, mate. Leather patches thing isn't quite my scene.
So, what time will you be back?
I don't know. Late?
Well, not too late. You're working tomorrow, remember?
I know.
I don't want to be fishing you out of the bathroom at 2 a.m. again.
Mum, I was 17.
Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about your 21st.
What about it?
Well, I know Monday's not a good day for a party, so I thought maybe the Friday or the Saturday before.
No, that's all right.
Well, you could have a party, Christopher.
I will. It's Alice's end of term party on the Friday.
In Southampton?
Yeah, so I'm going to go down there, do the party, then help bring her stuff back over the weekend.
So you won't even be here?
There's no need for you to worry, Mum. I'll have a great time.
Oh, but what about us?
You had a party not long ago. For your silver wedding?
Oh, I don't mean that. I mean, 21, it's a big moment. You should be with your family.
I will, on my actual birthday.
Well, can we do something on the day then?
Of course. But Mum, it doesn't need to be a meal out or anything.
Oh, no, it's all right.
I mean it, something here would be fine.
Aye, aye, looking very sharp.
Come in for a sec.
Ready to be shown how the big boys do it.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Ah, hi, Susan.
Hello.
I'll just get my wallet.
You're going drinking with Kenton.
Why not? It'll be a laugh.
Have you had any thoughts about Colin's replacement?
Sort of.
Any likely candidates?
Not really.
Thought about Annette?
Well, yeah. But you know what she was like in Ambridge Organics.
I'm trying to forget.
She's done better with Susan training her up, but in the dairy with the hygiene and the record keeping.
Not really her sort of thing.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't think Mum would be very keen.
No. So what's going on with Annette?
Well, she's still working at the village shop.
Not that. You've been dropping dark hints for days. What happened at the weekend?
Well, you know she didn't come to Tom and Brenda's supper thing.
Hardly surprising, given how she'd thrown herself at Tom.
I suppose not, but anyway, during the evening she texted me saying she'd hooked up with some friends and she wasn't going to be home.
All night? What friends?
Exactly. She eventually turned up about 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon and she looked dreadful.
What, still hammered?
No, nothing like that. Just really ill. She more or less just went straight to bed.
And she was just hungover?
Well, I imagine so. I hope it wasn't anything else.
So did you find out who these friends were?
That was the worst part. She was very cagey on Sunday, but eventually she told me. It wasn't friends. It was Jazza.
Oh, no. So when she said hooked up...
Of all the people she could have chosen.
Right, here we are, gents. Right, there's your bitter, Dave.
Thanks.
Oh, Chris, can you pass those over to Lou and Joel?
Okay.
There you go.
When, Lemmy, that's the one with the dash. Right. Wow. Well, cheers, everyone.
Yeah, cheers.
Here's to a night of infinite possibilities.
Oh, you say so.
Yeah, quick baby here, and then we're off to Pastures New.
A place that sells proper beer, perhaps.
I wonder if we'll see Mike and his new girlfriend. I tried to tempt him out with us, but I think he's in love.
Oh, right, this is, what's her name?
Vicky. Yeah, well, they were in the cafe yesterday, holding hands.
Oh, God, no.
Hey, newsflash, Chris, you know, people over 30 need love, too.
Great.
Yeah, they might even occasionally have sex. How's your sex life, Dave?
Mind your own business.
Well, if you ask me, he's no shrinking violet in that department.
Oh, you're making me feel ill.
Well, no, to be fair, she's not a bad-looking woman.
Yeah, and she's in good shape. Dancing must keep her trim and flexible.
If I throw up, Kenton, it'll be your fault.
Hey, don't knock it till you try, mate. Charms of the experienced older woman.
I'm quite happy with Alice, thanks.
Yeah, well, no one would argue with you there.
Mum doesn't think much of her.
Oh, Alice?
No, she loves Alice. I mean, Vicky.
Oh. Yeah, well, somehow that doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, well, I think Vicky's more of a man's woman, don't you? Ah, now, there's someone who knows what I'm talking about. Hey, Jazza! Jazz, over here!
Lonely. Well, the reprobates.
You with anyone?
Nah, just fancied a bevy.
Well, it's your lucky night because we are on the town, mate.
Oh, having a recession, are you?
Yeah, you fancy joining us?
Yeah, mate, as well. Until I find something better, that is.
Yeah, all right, well, grab a chair. No, you won't be in it for long. We're moving on after these.
I didn't think this was your sort of place, David.
No, it isn't. I can remember when this was a proper pub with decent ale.
Well, what's wrong with that?
What, apart from it being as fizzy as pop and chilled to below freezing?
Watch out, Chris. We'll be handing round the humbugs next.
It's all right, this place. Me and Alice come here a lot.
That's me. Not again.
Creditor? Bookie? Jealous husband?
Nah, just some lassie I get after at the weekend.
Oh, yeah?
She's all right, but she hasn't stopped texting and phoning ever since.
Keen, though.
A bit too keen, you know what I mean?
You're a cheap date. One lime and soda.
Thanks. You know, I can see how someone like Annette would be attracted to Jazza.
Really?
You know what I mean. He's quite good-looking in a rough sort of way.
Not sure I see the attraction.
And he can talk his way into anything. I can remember getting smashed with him at one of Tom's do's a few Christmases ago.
Yeah, but nothing happened. Did it?
God, no, Kirsty! Oh. He was in a reindeer costume. Give me some credit. Oh,
that's a relief.
He obviously has a lot of success with women. Every time you see him, he's got a different girl on his arm.
Yeah, but he's not that fussy, is he?
No, some of them are really...
Skanky.
Exactly. Doesn't say much about his standards. Oh, he could have anything. I don't like to think about it.
Oh, no, it is not an attractive image.
He's the last person someone as vulnerable as Annette should get involved with.
She's a bit keen, is she?
It's like she's already planning the wedding.
Oh,
I tried to tell her, but she just wouldn't listen. She needs to get out quick for her own good.
Well, it isn't going to last anyway, is it?
Oh, I suppose not.
And if she's really keen on him, nothing you say right now is going to make a difference. So, well, you'll just have to let her get on with it. Right, what did you say?
Well, only what we've been saying tonight.
Oh, Helen!
What just came out? I was so horrified.
That's not going to help, is it? She's 18 years old. She's supposed to make horrendous mistakes.
But that's exactly why someone has to look after her. And there's no one else.
Oh, my God.
What?
Don't look now, but...
Yeah, good evening, ladies. How'd you sitting there?
Actually...
What, you two gorgeous creatures doing then?
You wouldn't believe us if we told you.
I bet he would.
Well, I've hooked up with Kenton for the night. This is the second bar already.
Oh, very nice.
He's keeping us on the move.
Lads' night out, is it?
Aye. So, are you looking forward to Tom's engagement party? Fallon says Eliza will be playing a set, so I'll be there in my professional capacity.
Shifting speakers.
Technical presentation. Right enough. There'll be a DJ as well, of course.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
Well, you say he's pretty hot. I take it you'll be there, Helen, as Tom's your wee brother, or no?
Yes, I'm going.
Well, Fallon's hoping the band will get a few more gigs. Jolene's right behind her. Says she'll cover her shifts at the pool.
That's good.
She knows that music's more important than pulling pints.
Sure.
A few gigs would suit me. Good for my social life, know what I mean?
And what about Annette?
What about her?
I hope you're going to treat her properly.
Of course I am. I'm always the perfect gentleman. Anyway, what goes on between me and Annette's nobody's business but hers?
She's only 18.
She's a grown-up, then. If you're going to be like this, I think I'll just go.
Here you are. Oh, and I can see why. Hello, you two.
Hi, Kenton.
Hello.
Jazz, this place is dead, mate, so we're going to move on, all right?
Fine by me.
Would you two lovelies care to join us?
No.
We.
No thanks, Kenton.
It was physics this afternoon. She thought she'd done okay.
That's good.
Yeah, better than biology anyway. She was quite miserable after that one.
She keen on science then?
Well, yeah, she wants to do farming, you see.
Ah, right.
So it's pretty important for her. Has Alice had to do exams?
What, David?
I said, I expect Alice has had to do end-of-year exams.
Oh, yeah. She got a bit postal about them.
Sorry, a bit what?
She got in a bit of a state.
Oh, right. Like Pip, then.
But I bet she's done fine. Alice is really clever.
Right, you two, get yourselves to the bar. Jezza's getting the flaming sambuca.
Great.
No, not for me, Kenton.
What? What's wrong with you, man?
There's nothing wrong with me except I've been up since five and I can't hear myself think.
Okay.
I've been talking to two girls at the bar.
Hey, don't worry, Dave. What goes on tour stays on tour.
Stop it. Look at them.
But where?
There.
Oh, yeah, well. Bit young for you, Dave.
Yeah, you're telling me. I'm pretty sure they're in Pitt's class at school.
What planet is he on? Perfect gentleman. How does he define that?
Well, you're not going to change him, Helen. And Annette isn't either.
Oh, if only she knew what he's like.
But you've tried to tell her and now she isn't speaking to you. The only way she'll realise is when Jazza lets her down.
I don't want her to be let down.
And then she'll understand you were right and that you tried to help her.
Oh, I hope so.
Just be around so you're there when she needs you. Oh, hi, David.
Hi.
Oh, evening. Hi. The taxi rank's down this way, isn't it?
Yeah, just by the clock tower.
Oh,
are you going back to Ambridge?
Yeah, I am, yeah. Back to sanity.
What have you been up to, then?
Well, I've supposedly been having fun. In the company of my brother, his friends, and his midlife crisis.
Oh, yeah, he tried to drag us along.
Yeah? Oh, congratulations on staying away.
Oh, dear, not the roaring success you'd hope for.
What passes for a good night out nowadays?
Not your scene.
No. And if that means I'm getting old, then bring it on, is all I can say.
Do you want a lift?
Oh, you're going back to Ambridge?
What's that drop Kirsty off?
Oh, Helen, thank you. That is the best thing I've heard all night.
Mm. Oh, yeah!
You all right, Chris? Aye.
Of course I am! Yes! This is it? Boys, I've had an epidural. What is that thing?
An epicenter? An epidural?
An epiphany!
You got religion or something?
No! No, this! This is what I want to do!
What? Drink shots?
Looks like you're doing that already. I don't mean with my life. I want to run my own bar. Yay!
Matt. Are you going out?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't want to wake you.
Where are you going?
Oh, just the usual.
Will you be back?
Not sure. I'll ring you or text. No, I'm sorry, Pascal. I've got to get off, all right? See you later.
We just want to...
Paul, it's Neil Carter. I rang you last week about those invoices. That's two big batches of wieners you had, and I still haven't been paid for the first lot, so I really do need to know when you'll be sorting it. I'm away tomorrow, so can you get back to me sometime today? That's Thursday. Thanks.
He was cheerful.
Well, Kenton's usually cheerful, isn't he?
Yeah, but he was on the razz last night. I didn't expect him to be up this hour of the day, even. But he looked like he was on a mission.
Well, maybe he was on soft drinks last night.
Oh, yeah. Very good, will you?
What are you two laughing about?
Oh, nothing.
Oh, do you want to lift the bridge farm, Mum? We could drop you off on the way to the release pens.
No, thanks, William. I'm doing a dinner time shift at the Bull.
Are you?
Yeah, no, a bit of a rarity nowadays, so I need the van to get there.
Oh, so I'll need a lift to Bridge Farm when we're done to pick up the van.
Righto.
Got my mum's bracelet. I'm going to get it into the jewellers in Bolchester.
Oh, take care of it, Eddie.
I will.
Oh, going to get it cleaned, are you?
Yeah, and the clasp mended.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, it is. Really lovely.
Hello, Larry. It's Neil here. Neil Carter. Yeah, not bad, thanks. Look, Larry, I've got some old spot wieners nearly ready, and I wondered if you could use some. Really? Well, when did you get out of pigs, then? Last back end? I see.
Is Jolene in the ploughman's, Clary?
No, she ain't here today. Some country and western convention. That's why I'm doing dinner time.
Yeah, I thought we haven't seen you here for a while.
With it being quieter, Sid and Jolene are coping more by themselves.
Yeah, no.
I could get Sid.
No. It wasn't a business matter. It's more personal.
Okay. Would you like a drink?
Yeah, all right. Might as well while I'm here.
Usual. Double?
Please.
There you are. You don't come to the WI, do you?
What? No, Jerry tried to drag me along, but it's never really been my thing.
I don't know if you've heard, but they're doing a flower festival.
Oh, I think that it must have passed me by.
Yeah, well, anyway, it ain't just for WI members. Anyone can enter. Alan was saying on Sunday, him and Usha's going in for the couples category.
Very nice. A happy couple.
Usha's been looking for something to do for charity since the marathon. Well, something big, really, not like this, but they thought it'd be a nice thing to do together. I'm having a go. I thought I'd do something with roses. And I've had a great idea about the arrangement, if Susan can help me out. Slimline, is it? Lillian?
Hello, is that Mr. Brooker? It's Neil Carter here from Ambridge in Borsetshire. I don't think we've spoken, but I raise Gloucester Old Spot wieners, and I'd like to arrange a meeting with you to discuss whether we could do business. Oh. Well, may I ask who they are? No, well, fair enough, if you don't want to, but do you think I could maybe visit you? I could come at any... Mr. Brooker? Oh, thanks a lot.
Right, you pull it tight then, Dad.
Did a bit of damage, that branch.
Yeah, too right.
Never mind. Soon have it ship-shaped for your bolts.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing I can be happy about anyway.
Not so enjoying the job, will you?
Oh, it's just hard to get anything done that I can't do myself. Like, you know, Hungry Bank? Not the field across the road from us, you know, the one beyond that?
Yeah.
Well, it's pretty poor land. You know, you're never going to get great yields off it. So I thought it'd be good for cover crop. You know, sorghum, maybe. It's just about right for drilling that now.
Yeah.
But Brian says Adam's waiting for cropping plans from Debbie for the whole estate. Then they've got to take it to the board, then maybe they'll approve it.
Why don't you just ask Adam?
Well, he'd say the same, wouldn't he? And at least Brian gets it. Adam didn't want to keep any of this aside in something that would be useful for the shoot. So I'm not going to get him on side, am I?
Well, son, at least you got a steady job with a salary.
Oh, yeah. Well, I shouldn't complain. I know how things are for you at the moment.
I really appreciate this bit of work, I can tell you.
Well, you did have a stroke of luck finding that bracelet.
Oh, yeah. The look on your mum's face when Grandad said she could have it. Worth rubies, that would.
I hear Sterling's put his button thing up on the wall.
Oh, the jetter. Yeah, he's got you in a frame. Keeps telling everyone about the medieval settlement that used to be on his land.
Does he?
But as far as I'm concerned, we've got the real Grange Farm treasure.
Look, Paul, I've waited all day and I still haven't heard from you. I'm sorry, but it just isn't good enough. The least you could do is have the decency to return my calls. I'm driving up north tonight, but I'll have my mobile with me, so I need to hear from you as soon as possible about those invoices. Come in. I'm sorry to have to take this tone, but I think it's a pretty shabby way of doing business, so please, please give me a ring.
Hello, Neil.
Evening, Clary. Sorry about that. Come in.
No, that's OK. It was Susan I wanted to see. Oh,
well, she's not back from the shop yet.
Oh, thought she would be. It's just that you're all right.
Me?
Oh, you look a bit, I don't know, a bit ruffled.
Yeah, you could say that. Someone owes me money.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, he's my biggest customer. He's had two lots of wieners off me, and I've got another batch on the way, and I haven't had any money off him since January.
Oh, dear.
I'm starting to get a bit worried, to be honest.
So what's he said?
Well, that's just it. I can't get a word out of him. And I need the money.
Of course you do.
No, I mean, I really need it. I'm nearly out of nuts and I can't pay the feed company for the last lot until Paul pays me.
Oh, it's probably just a temporary thing, you know, cash flow.
Yeah. And it looks like I might be able to start supplying Tom in a few months.
Oh, well, there you are then. Things will sort themselves out.
Anyway, is there anything I can do, Clary?
Oh, I don't like to ask.
No, go on.
Well, you know, the WI are doing this flower festival.
In the church, yeah.
Well, I've been thinking about what I could put my arrangement in. Well, I looked at our vases back home, but they ain't really right.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so I was wondering if I could possibly borrow that lovely cut glass bowl you gave Susan a few years back.
Oh, well, the one I gave her for Christmas?
Yeah, that's it. She keeps it on the sideboard in the lounge, didn't she?
Well, yeah, but there's fruit in it. It's not really a vase.
Yeah, no, I know that. No, but them sort of fluted edges, the way they curve in, it'd be just perfect for what I got in mind.
Well, she's very fond of it.
I know, and I'd look after it.
Yeah, well, well, if you're sure it's what you need.
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't packed for my weekend away.
This football thing?
Yeah, look, I'm sure Susan won't mind as long as you do take care of it.
Of course I will.
Well, do you want to help yourself?
So you've not had the best of days?
No, not really, darling. In fact, it's been pretty ghastly.
Ah, poor you.
I haven't heard a peep out of Matt all day.
You tried ringing him?
I gave up after the third time. He's obviously turned his phone off.
Well, if he's in meetings...
For 10 hours? And who's he supposed to be meeting when he's become business kryptonite?
He might be approaching new contacts.
That's exactly what I'm worried about.
So, what did you do today?
Precisely nothing. I thought I'd have a chinwag with Jolene. You know how simpatico she is, but she wasn't in, and the pub was as dead as a turkey at Christmas.
Oh, dear.
I did think about going to your Gran's, but Jack can be such hard work. To be honest, I just didn't feel strong enough.
Well, you're always welcome here.
Oh, thank you, darling. You're an angel.
Well, that's entirely selfish. The evenings can be pretty lonely when Ian's working.
I know how you feel.
Do you want to stay for supper?
If it's no trouble.
No, I said.
Well, then, yes, please.
Another G&T first?
Oh, go on, then.
And I'll see what Ian's left me to heat up.
If you're sure there'll be enough. Oh, my God. Lost. Matt, I've been calling you all day.
Yeah, sorry, Lillian, a few things came up.
I suppose you're expecting a meal on the table.
No.
Good, because I'm at Adam's and he's
no,
going to feed...
No, I won't be home tonight.
What?
I can't make it back tonight.
What do you mean? Where are you?
I've had a bit of a knock in the car.
A bit of a knock?
Yeah, yeah, nothing serious.
You hurt?
No, no, nothing like that, but it's, well, it's going to be easier if I stay over.
Stay over where?
So, I'll be back tomorrow.
Stay over where, Matt?
Look, I've got to go. The truck's here.
Matt!
See you tomorrow, all right?
Matt! Oh, you...
So, is he on the way home? What's the matter?
Man!
What is it?
He's not coming home tonight.
He's just told you that.
Some cock and bull story about having an accident in the car.
Is he injured?
Oh, he will be when I get hold of him.
Where is he?
I wouldn't say. Scotland, for all I know. So there aren't plenty of cheap tarts around here to choose from.
You don't know that it's a woman.
Well, why all the lies, then? He's as tight as a clam when I ask him where he's been or what he's been doing. I wouldn't have known he was in Carlisle if I hadn't checked out bank statements.
Look, I know it looks
I'm bad. Trying to support him.
You're doing a great job,
well,
Lillian.
How can I when he shuts me out like this? I'm trying to understand. I want to help, and he's just treating me like a fool.
It's probably just his way, the pressure.
This morning, he was creeping out of the house. He couldn't even bear to say goodbye.
He's never been the greatest of communicators.
I want to stand by him, and then he behaves like this. Oh, it's just not fair, Adam. It's just not fair.
No, it isn't. And you shouldn't have to deal with it on your own.
Well, you did think about doing an entry with normal blooms.
Well, that would be the conventional approach to a flower arranging competition.
Ah, but then I thought, why not go the road less travelled?
To Waterley Cross?
No, it's not a real road. It's a figure of speech.
Yes, but I am familiar with the poem.
Oh.
But I must say I'm still struggling to picture your entry.
Well, look around you, Linda.
Yes?
What do you see?
Your vegetable patch. Oh!
Ah, all these beautiful leaves and flowers.
What a good idea.
Now, look at this rainbow char.
Yes, very colourful.
And the beetroot leaf.
Mm.
Maybe a bit of spinach. I thought that'd make a good base. And then some carrot tops.
Oh, yes. Their feathery lightness offsetting the muscular structure of the underlying leaves.
Ah, yes.
Mm.
And then topped off with some courgette and runner bean flowers.
Brilliant.
Think I might stand a good chance of the most imaginative prize?
Oh, I should think you would, Bert.
Well, you're not going to nick my idea, are you?
Bert, certainly not. Although in this case, imitation would be the sincerest form of flattery.
Well, sincerest form of robbery, more like.
No, I shall be sticking to my plans for a low-allergen arrangement, namely daylilies with some foliage from my wedding cake tree.
Jolly good.
Yes, I did have my eye on the perfect location in the church.
Where was that, then?
Just to the right of the altar.
Oh, yeah, prime position, that.
Mm. I'm sorry to say, Sabrina Thwaite got there first.
Ooh, she's a very competitive woman, that Sabrina.
Oh, I've nothing against fair competition. But some people just don't seem to realise when you join a community from outside, you have to respect certain cultural niceties.
Yeah, right.
Anyway, fascinating though this is, that was not the reason for my visit.
Oh?
No. I wanted to bring you up to date with plans for the Ambridge plinth.
Oh, yeah.
Now, as you know, it was the fake committee meeting last night. And bolstered by your support, Bert, I made quite a passionate appeal against narrow-mindedness and apathy, and I'm pleased to announce a victory for imagination and bravery.
Ah, does that mean we're having one, then?
Yes! The centrepiece of the Ambridge fete will be its very own plinth, with bell ringing as a very worthy accompaniment.
Oh, well, thanks for letting me know.
Now, we need to get into the detailed planning of its construction.
Yeah. Hang on. When you say we...
I must admit I rather glossed over the detail of how we might build it, but I did promise to bring those details to the next meeting, so you and I need to thrash out the finer points. Who'll supply the bales and boards and where the labour's to come from, the safety net...
Well, it's not going to be that high, is it? Just a couple of bales?
Well, it's my feeling it should be higher than just one bale, yes. I was wondering if there was anything we could put the bales on.
Well, I suppose you could borrow a trailer.
Ah, you see? That's the sort of thinking we need. Perfect.
Afternoon.
How do
you? Oh, good afternoon, Adam. You're somewhat off-piste, aren't you?
Just been walking the crops with David. You know, we do the arable.
Oh, yes.
Are you umpiring on Sunday, Bert?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Let's hope we do better than last week.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. I couldn't get along, but Robert said it was a desultory performance.
That's one word for it.
Anyway, I must away. I'm due at work soon. So I can leave you to come up with some preliminary sketches then, but...
You what?
For the plinth. And perhaps a simple project management outline. See if you can source a trailer.
Oh, well, I don't know about that.
Excellent. Well, goodbye. Hope I have a safer journey to Grey Gables than the one coming here.
Bad traffic?
Well, one in particular. Matt Crawford roared past me in that vulgar silver monstrosity of his.
Did he?
Yes, I very nearly ended up in the ditch. Still, every picture tells a story. There was a long gouge down the side of the car, and one of the doors was almost caved in.
Ooh, well, sounds bad.
When was this?
Oh, about 20 minutes ago.
I'll get it, Mum.
Oh, no. Oh, Lillian. Hello?
Didn't realise that you were
here.
Oh,
come on in. It's Lillian.
I just thought I might keep Mum company while Jack was at the day centre.
And I thought the same thing. Great minds.
Yeah, but you're here.
Well, don't be silly.
Well, she doesn't need both of us.
Well, you can't just go.
No, well, I've got one or two things I could be getting on with. I think
Lillian,
I'll...
Lillian, this is a nice surprise.
Oh. Hello, Mum. I was just saying, as you've already got company, that
what
I'll...
What do you mean?
She mustn't go, must she, Mum?
Of course not. Come on through.
All right. I can't stay for very long, though.
Don't worry about that. It's nice to see you.
Did Jack get off all right this morning?
Yes, he was fine. We were all ready when the transport arrived.
You were saying you had a lovely day yesterday, weren't you, Mum?
It was super, yes.
Did you go somewhere?
No, we stayed here and enjoyed the sunshine.
Oh.
It was a shame you didn't come round yesterday. I'd have liked you to have seen Jack on such good form.
Yeah, well, I wasn't to know, I suppose.
Never mind. So how are you, Lillian?
Oh, well... I'm fine.
Are you sure? You're looking rather tired.
Yeah, well, I don't sleep very well, that's all. Lots to think about, you know.
Yes, I understand. How's Matt?
Same as usual.
Is he working today?
Yes, he's away at a business meeting. He has plenty of irons in the fire.
Oh, that's good.
He won't let what's happened here stop him from ploughing new furrow.
Well, I'm pleased that he's still looking for opportunities.
Well, I think he's found them, actually. Shame he's had to look so far afield.
Well, I think it was inevitable.
Tony's away this weekend, isn't he?
Is he? Oh, yes. It's, this football reunion.
Didn't you know, Lillian?
Well, you know, the old Ambridge Wanderers team.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
You must remember Gordon Armstrong.
Of course I remember Gordon. I'm not senile. Mum, I'm sorry. I didn't...
Never mind.
I'm sorry. Go on.
Well, Gordon's organising a little reunion of some of the men who played in the team.
Actually, this does ring a bell up north somewhere.
In the Yorkshire Dales, where he lives now.
Yeah, I remember.
So Tony's driving up this evening.
Wonder what Pat thinks about it.
She seemed quite happy about it last night.
Last night?
She sat with Jack so I could go to the Fate Committee meeting.
Oh, yes. How did that go?
Very well.
Ah, we'll be having all the old favourites, I expect.
Oh, yes. And we finally settled on our big idea.
Oh, yes?
I must say I have my reservations. But it looked like Linda would have some sort of breakdown if we said no.
Read my lips, Adam. Where I go and what I do is none of your business.
It is my business because it's making Lillian unhappy.
Lillian's a big girl. She can fight her own battles.
She shouldn't need to be fighting with you. She's in a terrible state because of this fraud case.
Yeah, I'm not exactly on top of the world about it.
But she's completely innocent. She's trying to give you what support she can and you're completely cutting her out.
You don't know anything about it.
No. No, Matt, you're wrong. I know plenty about it because she was with me when you rang last night.
Great.
She was in bits. She poured her heart out to
me.
Well,
I wish she'd keep her mouth shut. It's nothing to do with anyone else but us.
You need to be honest with her.
Excuse me, have you seen the car?
Oh, I don't mean about that.
If you're cheating on her, then you should have the guts to tell her the truth. She doesn't deserve to be treated like this.
Is that what you think?
Well, can you blame me?
That I've got a bit of skirt somewhere.
Wouldn't be the first time, would it?
You haven't a clue, have you?
Are you saying it isn't true?
I'm saying you haven't got the first idea what's going on. Now, get out of my house and stay out of things you don't understand.
So she said she was going to approach Bert about building the thing.
Oh, I'll go, Mum.
No, you stay and talk to Lillian. I'll get it.
All right.
What a day for visitors.
Mum's right, Lillian. You do look tired.
But I said I didn't
sleep. I'm more than tired. Have you lost weight?
The diet's working, then.
Hello.
Well, not in a good way. You look positively drawn.
Don't start to pretend that you care about my welfare.
Do go through.
Of course I care.
Oh, Jennifer, how fortuitous.
Oh, hello.
I just popped in on my way to work to reassure Peggy about the Ambridge plinth. Hello, Lillian.
Linda.
Did you mention, Peggy, that we're going to have a...
Yes, we were discussing it.
Of course, we need to publicise it as widely as possible, so I'll be drawing up an appeal for participants for the village website.
Oh, naturally.
And I'll do a poster for the phone box as well. I thought we could offer a prize for the most artistic entry and the most original entry.
I'm sorry, I can't stop. I've just remembered something that I should be doing.
Oh.
Sorry, I've got to go.
Are you all right?
I've seen myself out.
I heard you had a bit of a bump.
Good grief, it's like living in a goldfish bowl.
Gonna get it fixed, are you?
No, Bert, I thought I'd keep it like that to deter car thieves. Why are you here?
I've brought you a couple of hanging baskets.
Hanging baskets?
Clem ordered them, you know, who does your garden.
Yeah?
So where shall I put them?
Oh, you're asking the wrong bloke. Why don't you just stick them in a corner and Clem can sort them out when he's next in?
Well, I don't want to put them on the ground. The slugs will get at them.
Well, I don't really care.
Unless you've got some slug pellets.
Oh, for God's sake!
Oh, hello. You're back then.
Apparently.
Hello, Bert.
Afternoon.
Have you brought those for Clem?
Yeah, I was just saying I could hang them up for you, but Matt's not sure where they go.
No, that's all right. I'll put them up. Oh. Thanks, sir, very much for bringing them. They're lovely.
Ah, ta.
Don't let us keep you.
No, right. Well, I'll see you then.
Bye.
Oh, they'll need watering.
Yeah, I'll see to it, Bert. Thank you. I think I deserve more than one 30-second phone call.
If you've got a beef with me, Lillian, then say it to my face.
Well, how can I when you creep out of the house and don't come back until the next day?
I don't want our dirty linen washed in public.
I didn't say anything in front of Bert.
Not Bert, your goody-two-shoes nephew.
Adam.
Well, who else?
Well, I was at Adam's when you phoned yesterday. Naturally, I told
him. Yeah, you didn't have to send him round here like the Salvation Army.
What are you talking about?
He was round here earlier banging his tambourine.
Well, I didn't ask him to.
Oh, didn't you? Well, he's got a flaming nerve.
Oh, never mind about Adam. I just want the truth out of you.
I've told you the truth. I went for a drive. I had a knock. End of story.
Well, I don't believe you.
Well, tough, because that's what happened.
Matt!
And I'm not gonna tell you again.
The Archers was written by Kerry Davis and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.